Hi, I'm Mike Purcell, and today I'm chatting with Melissa Cox, a highly paid CEO from the Black Forest Animal Sanctuary. Did I get that right, Melissa?
Oh, absolutely not. we're all volunteers. I am a co-director and volunteer all of my spare time out with the animals at the Black Forest Animal Sanctuary.
Obviously located out in beautiful Black Forest.
Yes.
Now, you guys have been basically around several decades, right?
Yes. We've been around since 94, and we have done things from wildlife rescue to the Black Forest fire, the Waldo Canyon fire, rescuing animals and assuring that they get back with their owners or they're able to be taken care of until they're able to be adopted out. So we take animals in from all areas of the state of Colorado. We are one of the only all-animal rescues in Colorado, which means we take in every type of animal that you can imagine, just about.
Being located in Black Forest, were you affected directly by that fire back in 2013?
We were. We were actually doing rescues in the area, and we were then evacuated ourselves. And we had over 100 animals that we had on property that we needed to collect and take to a safe point. So we had one team out doing rescues in the Black Forest area, and then we actually had to relocate all of our animals as well.
Wow, it's crazy when you think about it. Where does an animal refuge and sanctuary place go when they're in danger, right?
Yeah, it was a lot of work. We had a lot of volunteers help. We actually relocated up off of Toma Road, so we had someone that was kind enough to donate part of their barn and their pasture area for us, and we're able to get everybody packaged up and moved up there okay.
But things are sort of normal, whatever normal is.
As normal as you can be with about 100 animals on property.
And you are taking all sorts of animals, right? This is from domestic animals to farm animals to what's the range of critters there?
I'd like to say we have everything from cats to cattle. We have goats and ducks and geese and pigs and llamas and alpacas and horses and a couple of big steer. So we literally have just about every animal you can imagine.
Yeah.
We are very limited in the animals that we can take in because we have to assure that we can take care of every animal that we have.
Right.
So sometimes we do have to unfortunately turn them away because we're all volunteers. We have limited funding, thus the IndieGive program trying to help us with raising some funds. Every animal comes in, has to go to the veterinarian, has to be able to have food and water and shelter. And so we are constantly improving shelters and assuring that we're doing fundraising and things in the public to be able to continue with the animal support that we need to do. We want to take in every one of them, but unfortunately our resources are very limited.
Limited, yeah. So it's strictly all volunteers. There's no paid folks out there.
Correct. We probably have about 10 main volunteers who try to keep the place running. Then we have those fair weather friends who like to come out during the summer when the weather's gorgeous,
sure.
But then the wintertime, you know, they kind of fall off.
So the process is people that can no longer care for their animals, they find you and connect with you. And if you can, in fact, make sure that these animals, that you can take care of them, then they're on the premises there until when? I mean, is this kind of a temporary shelter or is it, you guys do adoptions too, so there's that program.
Yeah, we try to take in the animals that we feel like we can place elsewhere. We always want to make sure they go out to a great home, and so understand that folks need to relocate or they have financial situations to where they just can't care for the animals anymore. We'll take them in and then we try to place them with a forever home. We do a lot of networking online, social media, word of mouth. We try as quickly as we can to get them into a stable home environment because that's the best lifestyle for those animals.
Yeah, and I was glad to hear that you guys have a pretty strict screening process there for the final adoptions.
Yeah, we're very strict on, especially like our dogs and our cattle and horses, assuring that they have the proper pasture and the proper fencing. The worst thing is to adopt out a dog and find out, you know, they've escaped through the back door because the fence wasn't a good sturdy fence, those kinds of things. So we're very strict about the requirements before we're able to adopt out.
Good,
we're very,
very
particular about who the animal goes to. We truly believe that the animal picks the person and the person doesn't pick the animal.
From personal experience, I've found that to be true. So now you guys also work with local schools or scout programs?
Yeah, so we're big in the community, especially around the Black Forest Monument area. We have schools that reach out to us that want to come and do day projects. A lot of kids learning about how to care for animals and what particular animals there are, putting hands on animals where they may not be able to do that in the city. They do small fundraisers for us, and then we book some time to have them come out and take a tour, get to know the animals, and kind of learn a little bit about animals and what it takes to really care for an animal.
More than we think often,
yes.
often enough.
Yeah. We also work with some of the scouting groups that are out there, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. They do some of their Eagle Scout projects for us, or some of the smaller day projects that we'll have coming out and help us maybe mend a fence or build a shelter for an animal. And then some of the scouting teams are able to do fundraisers for us and then be able to help us with special projects and things that we might have going on at the property.
So kids from like elementary school on up to high school? And
we do, and we have some of the Air Force cadets that come out and help us a mm-hmm. couple times a year.
Great.
So they're able to help us with painting and repair and just socializing the animals and cleaning and that kind of thing. So we're able to have every type of group can come out and give us some assistance. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes we have three or four groups going at one time, just depending on the weather and what special needs we have going on at the time.
Now, speaking of coming out to the farm and or taking a tour, this is preferred by appointment.
Yeah, we're a private farm, so unfortunately we're not open to the public. So we do ask everybody to make an appointment to come out. And when they come out, they can view the animals for adoption, or if there's a special project that they're helping with, they come out for the day and they can kind of learn about all the animals and everything that we have on the property. And then if there's a special need that they have for like a school group or something wanting to come out and do some projects, then we learn what their needs are for the level of experience they have. Is it just grooming the dogs, or is it actually doing fence repair, maybe painting projects? We have some great opportunity for some mural paintings that would be awesome. We have some opportunities for just about everybody to come out and give us a hand if they'd like to.
Sounds like a nice place, a nice place to visit. And is now a good time? We're getting into the colder months. Do you actually get more animals that need refuge and sanctuary and a place to stay during the winter?
We have animals that go out in the summertime, which it's easier to feed them, open the pasture to them, and just let them graze in the summer. And unfortunately, they don't stay out through the winter, so then we have to do fundraising and things to be able to feed them through the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So we have more, I think, coming back to us that have been in foster care for the summer in the winter months. And then when springtime comes around again, then they'll be right back out in the pastures where they had been.
So any type of animal can find its way to Black Forest Animal Sanctuary. Are these abused animals in some cases, or?
For the most part, they're abused or neglected. A lot of the dogs we have come in are malnourished. They haven't been cared for. They've been straying out on the street for quite some time. A lot of the horses are malnourished when they come to us, very skittish. It takes us a while to get a handle on being able to handle them on a regular basis to determine, you know, are they rideable? Are they just going to be pasture pets that will be out grazing for the rest of their life? The ones that we try to take in are ones that we feel we can place and will have a great outcome being in a home environment or out in a pasture.
What's the most exotic animal you've got on the farm right now, would you say?
We have a pig that used to live in an RV trailer, so he's a ham, literally. He does tricks and the whole nine yards, so we get just about everything.
Yeah, sounds like it. You guys are doing a great job out there and doing a lot with a little.
We try. We try to make every dollar stretch as far as we can and making sure everybody's got veterinary care and they've got the food and shelter that they need until we can get them placed somewhere that we'll be able to care for them.
I've been speaking with Melissa Cox, the co-director and volunteer out at the Black Forest Animal Sanctuary. Melissa, anything else you want to add?
I think just have folks visit our website,
which is
bfasfarm.org, to be able to see some of the great things that we do and some of our great success stories.
So you prefer the first contact to be online?
The web is usually the best way, or
okay.
they can check us out on Facebook and then be able to communicate and message us through Facebook as well.
Well, Melissa, thank you for coming in today.
Great. Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.